This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The 5-1 Chicago Bears tied with the Green Bay Packers for first place of the NFC North. They visit the Los Angeles Rams today as a 6-point road underdog. Rams quarterback Jared Goff, 8-6 all-time in primetime games. The total, 44 at SoFi Stadium today. The Bears are 21-8 to the under in their last 29 games. The Week 8 slate will get underway with Thursday night football this week. Carolina laying 8 against the Atlanta Falcons. The big one Sunday, the Steelers at 6-0 visiting the 5-1 Ravens. Baltimore laying 5.5 with a total of 49 at M&T Bank Stadium. It's a great week at VSiN, and we want to share it with you. Starting right now, you can watch every VSiN show for free at VSiN.com. Watch Follow the Money for the new studios at Circa Las Vegas, A Numbers Game, The Lombardi Line, My Guys in the Desert, and every VSiN program free 24-7 at VSiN.com. That's VSiN.com. With your action update, I'm Mike Sennett.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cash and tickets is what it's all about.
It's time to Follow the Money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard.
Hey, hey, welcome into the program today. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, live in Las Vegas from the tip of the strip, South Point Sportsbook. The VSiN studio. We'll do win some, lose some. We'll do in pocket Monday Night Football betting preview. Nick Bogdanovich from William Hill coming up in about 45 minutes.
Thanks for the responses. Great job on the DraftKings refund. And also, I missed this. Thank you. You know, Mertz has tested positive. He has another test. And if he's out and it's comes back again on the second test, he's out 21 days.
3 weeks?
And they play with Michigan coming up in 3 weeks. They go to Nebraska, I think it's Purdue, and then,
That's the Big Ten rule?
Yeah.
You got to miss 21 days?
That's what if it's Fields? Can you imagine? What if something else happens? I mean,
oh my God,
it's going to be so hard for the Big Ten to pull this off.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that guy's a rock star. He has a perfect game. The one incompletion's a drop. There you go. Paul. Over the weekend, what happened?
Patrick Mahomes tweeted about him on Friday night. That'll tell you how good the guy was.
Redshirt freshman from Kansas City.
Turned down like every program wanted him. He said, no, I'm going to go to Wisconsin. I'm like, what? When he committed, you got to be bleeping me.
Which begs the question. Which, what are you watching in practice? I mean.
Yes.
Hey, played a perfect game. Man.
This, though. I do like, this is under the radar, that Friday night Big Ten game is the nuts.
It's a good schedule.
Do that every year.
And we had four games. Just give us a lot of Friday night games. And they're doing it again coming up. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Great job. Yeah. Best Sunday of the season, in my opinion. It was great. And just how, just one after another, how the Steelers game ended, and then Detroit, and then the Browns game. And the Steelers survive. Somehow it falls 51. They win the game, almost blow the big lead. What's Ben doing with the interception in the end zone? And then the missed field goal. The final play of the game, again, Gurley, he's done it many times. He knows to fall down. He didn't think he'd break the tackle, and too late.
He knew it right away.
But still.
The look on his face.
He did. But still, Detroit's got at like 40 seconds left at the 35, 40-yard line.
They gave him whatever
they're giving everything over the middle. They made it too easy. Then I think it was Galladay, the big pass in the red zone, the long pass caught it inside the 10.
By the way, how does the official rule that like incomplete right away? What are you looking at?
Yeah.
That's not even close to being incomplete.
Yeah, they score on the final play of the game. The horrible job by Atlanta. And then Cleveland, the Cleveland-Cincinnati game, and just the tweet here. First time in history. You had five lead changes?
Five lead changes, all by touchdown passes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, incredible. What happened in the fourth quarter. And then Parkey, no good. Wide left on the extra point. Would have been a horrible landing spot. But that's instead of covering, and it was 3.5 in the contest, and, you know, it depends when you bet it. But I know it went to 4.5 at Circa. He misses the extra point, too. My God. Just one after another. Just incredible. Incredible action.
Like out here, 12:30 on Sundays, 3:30 on the East Coast, there's nothing better. I mean, typically you're not going to get like three games ending like that at the same exact time. But when you do, it's my heart rate probably was like 195 yesterday watching that in, taking that all in. And then I'm at Circa for like this play date that they had, and I'm trying to gamble at the same time. I'm like, this is like too much happening right now for my brain to actually kind of figure out what's taking place. Welcome to the program today. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard. So MVP odds are up at DraftKings right now after 7 weeks now in the books.
Wow. Rodgers with a shot in the arm. I know Wilson has some interceptions, but they lose a game. He turns it over, and then Rodgers goes out there and lights up Houston.
I mean, the thing is, to me, Wilson just has to play basically borderline perfect every game, and he had a couple of errant throws that were atypical of who this guy is, and they lost. If he doesn't make those throws, they probably win the game. But Russell Wilson right now, you know, he was minus money last week, I think, everywhere. He's even money today. I think I saw him as high as minus 180 last week.
Ooh.
So he's even money. Aaron Rodgers, number two on the board, he's 4-1. Mahomes is plus 450. I personally do not recommend a bet on Mahomes.
Even if Wilson puts up video game numbers, what if Green Bay goes 13-3 again?
Oh, he'll
and he continues to, you know, 3-4 touchdowns every game.
Sure.
The Tampa game hurt him, but he bounced back. And
that's the thing, right? So last night's game will hurt Wilson for the next couple of days. Rodgers can, you can correct the stuff like this because Rodgers, I mean, the pick six and the INT is like, wait a second, what? He's not going to win the MVP now. Well, hold on, give him Houston for a second. And then watch his numbers kind of correct themselves. So he's back into the mix. Brady's down to 12-1. He's the fourth shot on the board, Paul. Lamar is 16-1. Josh Allen, 33-1. He should be about 100-1 right now. I think they're going to adjust these numbers later on today because Ryan Tannehill is 33-1. How about Murray? Does he have any shot whatsoever?
No. I'd look at Ben before him.
In case they go like 13-3?
Yeah.
Big game Ben Sunday. Is 33-1. I'm saying if the Cardinals would somehow go 11-5, he puts up great numbers.
Well,
it's to be in the mix, to have a shot, to make a case.
He's terrible against Carolina. He completed 9 passes in the win Monday night.
I know.
There was another stinker. Detroit, he threw 3 interceptions and got beat. No.
And I can't wait to see what numbers are going to look like with the Offensive Rookie of the Year when they get posted later on this week. And the Coach of the Year. Is Vrabel still going to be the shortest shot on the board?
Boy, that's a tough one.
He was plus 575 before the game yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing my rule ticket in the garbage.
Where's Kingsbury? Forget Murray. What if they? Okay, you know, so let's say they win 11 games. Where's he on that list?
I got to go back because who'd they play before Dallas? They got beat. Was it the Carolina game before Dallas?
Did they beat the Jets?
They beat the Jets. Okay.
Lost to Carolina and then beat the Jets. And,
2 or 3 weeks
beat
ago,
Dallas, I think.
His number plummeted. Like, you could have gotten really good value on Kingsbury. I'll go back and look.
Okay.
I sent the numbers last week.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it was 15-1 maybe last week.
Yeah. You're right, though. We'll ask Nick coming up about how bad was it. I mean, he didn't have an upset. You know, you can't call the 49ers an upset. Chiefs, cover. Buccaneers, easy cover.
I guess the only one would be last night.
Yeah, Chargers get the money somehow. They cover. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm sure there was a lot of money on Seattle. The Steeler game was, you know, one and a half the other way. Lions, Falcons pick. Saints didn't cover, but they won the game. Bills didn't cover, but won the game. Big move on Washington, but and then Cleveland wins. And then depending on, you know, you got a push or whatever, but you didn't have a so most of the teasers got there too.
Sure.
Interesting week.
Yep.
But great action. And the thing that continues to baffle me was all the Houston money. So I was concerned because I love Green Bay and I gave it out Friday and I bet it, but I'm like, wait a second. And I see 95% of the tickets at William Hill on the Packers. And then the money it plummets.
Yep.
It goes down to 2.5. And then they score right away and then it's up 21-0. And then it was squeaky bum time there for a possession after the bad snap with that special teams fiasco. But then again, Romeo's kicking field goals down 21-18, which does nothing.
Right.
But they just can't stop anything. How bad their defense is.
No.
So bad.
I was surprised to see that number actually come down like that. So updated Coach of the Year numbers last week. Vrabel was the favorite at plus 575. Tell you what, and I documented this in the summertime, They are not afraid to give it to a coach over and over again. They'll give it to a guy second time or maybe in a third time. Matt Nagy, 7-1.
Sure.
You watch. If they win this game tonight, he'll be the favorite to win that award on Wednesday, I think, when the numbers get released. Tomlin was 8-1. I'm no thank you with Pete Carroll. I'm not betting him at all. How about Bruce Arians, 12-1? Or is that going to be more credit to Brady?
I can't. Yeah. Yeah. Too much talent. Too many weapons. Now,
LaFleur was 15-1.
You saw it last year. I mean, they still won seven games. They had a guy who threw 30 picks.
Yeah.
Great defense. And now they get Brown coming in.
Yep.
What a move that is. Good. How about that?
Yep. Good job out of you by.
That was like 18-1.
Yeah, I know.
He would wind up with Tampa. Yeah.
The Seahawks were a huge favorite to land him. By the way, good job by you and Bruce on Friday. I was off the show. I had a, I don't even know what you want to call this. Procedure? What is it called? I had to do a colonoscopy.
Yeah, great job by people checking in and saying how important it is and also, you know, hang in there and a little advice as well.
I read every single email and every single tweet. Thank you. That's all I can say. It was very much appreciated.
What was the drink like?
So, okay, I would tell this to anybody. I'm 43 years old. I'm going to be 44 next month for anybody that needs to get checked out. By far and away, the worst part of the whole, like, two-day process is the day before. The procedure is an absolute breeze, and I'll tell you about that coming up in a second. But the day before, you cannot eat anything, right? You are fasting. So the last time I ate was probably Wednesday night at like 5 o'clock. So then the next day, you can only drink water. You can drink clear liquids like lemon lime Gatorade, and you can maybe drink some chicken broth if you want. That's it. The next day, you can drink no water past 5 a.m. But the day before, it's, so there are different versions of it. I had to take 5 laxative pills, and then I had to drink like 238 milligrams or grams, whatever it was, this big bucket, this tub of powder that I mixed with Gatorade. And I chugged that down with like 2 quarts of Gatorade in like 2 hours or whatever. Once that hits you, that's the worst part, is that you're going to be living in the bathroom for countless hours. That's it. That's your life now until who knows when, ooh, when it stops. I didn't weigh myself that day or the day before, but I think I lost 12 pounds.
Oh.
I weighed myself a couple hours before I went in, before my wife gave me a ride in. I weighed 166 pounds on Friday morning.
What are you, 5'11"?
5'11".
Oh, boy.
It was the weakest. Did I talk to you? I could barely talk. This is no joke. I was losing my voice on Friday just because of no eating whatsoever. I'm so weak. I was getting like lightheaded. So that part of it was, and then I had anxiety about, oh, this is going to be terrible. I got to go in, have this colonoscopy. You know, it's unnatural. All of the above, right? You go there. And so this is the second time I was going to be put under this year. I had this back in July. So I was going to like fight the drugs they were going to give me, right? They put a tube up my nose. And then they turn the oxygen on, and they're like, Mitch, okay, once we turn this on, now it's going to be nighty-night time. You just start counting or whatever. And they put a clock right in front of me. So I'm looking at the clock, and I'm like, I'm going to fight this off. I know what to expect now. I'm going to warrior. This is no problem.
I'm a warrior.
They think I'm going to be out in like five. I'm going to stun the world when I'm still, right? So it's 11:39 and 17 seconds. They turn on the gas or whatever, right? I'm like, 17 seconds, 18, pretty good. Don't feel anything. 19, done. Absolutely best sleep of my life. I woke up 27 minutes later. It's over with. I'm in the recovery room. I'm telling you what right now, with the, I can never say this word, but the anesthesia, if that was legal to buy like over the counter and you could take it like once a week with no side effects, half my money would be gone to that stuff. Huh. It's unbelievable how well that works. There's nothing, I said this on Twitter, nothing is a lock like that. It works every single time. I'm looking at the clock, 17 seconds, 8. I'm like, Doc, don't feel anything. Next thing I know, it's 20. It's over with.
You know, it was a great.
But so he, my point is,
yeah,
my
great documentary. Oh, sorry.
Don't be scared to do this. Oh, yeah, don't be afraid. Good. It's very simple.
There it is. Because we're talking to like, I don't know,
98% guys. Whatever,
yes, yeah. Very important. When they did that documentary on Andre the Giant, and he had to have surgery, they had no idea how much do we give him. Guy's an elephant.
Oh, I forgot about
that. I mean, how much do we give this guy? He can drink 100 beers.
Yep.
I mean, look at the size.
Documented.
Yeah.
Drink 100 beers.
How much do we give this guy? And I think that was one of the questions. How much can he drink? And it was Ric Flair. I've seen him drink 100 beers before.
Right.
How much do you give this guy? We could kill him. I mean, I don't know. He's a house.
He's what, 7 feet tall, 7'4", or whatever, 500 pounds?
Sure. All right.
No idea.
Good for you. Everyone was pulling for you. That was tough. Glad it all worked out. But good point about everyone get checked out and get this taken care of.
It was weird, though, because then I thought the whole day I was going to be eating on Friday when it was done. I'm like, I want sushi, I want pizza, I want a hamburger. I had, because my stomach had shrunk at that point. Like, we stopped and got a sandwich. It was really close. Ate a foot-long sandwich. It's all I ate for the rest of the day. Couldn't believe it. But I just lost like 12 or 14 pounds in the span of hours from doing that. So anyway, that's your PSA for the day.
Yep. Great. I you feel good for Kershaw.
Yep.
And I know Brian Mahoney, who covers the NBA for the Associated Press. We have him on all the time. He said, 2020, Kershaw's going to win the MVP. But it's 1988 for a reason. And I know they're now with one win away and see if they can close it out tomorrow. But just what happened Saturday. I how do you blow that game? And how is the bullpen so bad? And why does Jansen, why do you bring him in a blowout the night before? And he gives up the home run.
Mm-hmm.
And what a vicious beat that was. Two outs, two strikes, nobody on, bam, home run, puts it over the total. And I know it was, it died, and there was some runs early on, but still. And then how they blow it. And then again, Tampa's down to their final strike twice. And was it strike three? No. And then again, he throws a great pitch to put the guy down one and two. Why do you come back inside, and then he comes up with the base hit, and then they bobble it, and then Smith drops it. Why isn't Jansen backing up home plate ever? How does he drop the ball? Roberts losing his mind. Oh, you're right. It should be over. The Dodgers should have won the World Series last night. And now they got to go out. And it's one thing to give up. You can't give a good team four outs in an inning. Well, you gave a game away. And now you got to win five games instead of four. And you have to like the Rays. Now, good job. He brought Megan, and May did a good job yesterday. But who can you count on? Bueller in game seven. Okay, fine. Good. We're good. Who can you throw tomorrow? Who do you trust tomorrow? I mean, this bullpen. I mean, the one guy throws gas. Gasterol, whatever. But, I mean, why did they take him out?
I could not believe that Roberts removed him from the game the other
What's
day.
Been the whole talk? What are you gonna do in the ninth inning? Do you trust Jansen?
Right.
And here he is. And he blows it.
Don't, Paul, let that part get lost in the craziness at the very end of that game. They still trust him in a World Series spot to put him out there in the ninth inning.
He can't.
That's a damning sentence
you
to say about the Dodgers. You cannot do it anymore. No.
Right.
I don't even want to see him again in the series.
No, I know. That too. Unless it's an emergency and you just don't have anybody else. I know. But just a fantastic World Series.
So they're going to go to Gonsolin in game six.
How long? I mean, how long does he go?
I would tell him it's your game today, pal. Don't do this nonsense again. Where, hey, you're going to maybe give us 50 pitches if you can, pal. Go out there and take one for the team. No way. Give him as long as he possibly can go. Look at this tweet from Katie Sharp. Jansen now has 4 blown saves in World Series games, the most of any pitcher in Major League Baseball history. Of course he does. But they just keep trotting him out there. I was going to bet them in play, by the way, the Rays to come back as soon as they brought him into the game, but I have a ticket on the Rays to win the World Series anyway. So I didn't do that. Was take away the ending. That game was incredible. The lead changes.
Oh, I know.
Lau with a 3-1 shot. And then the Dodgers just, the combination of Seager and Turner hitting second and third in that lineup.
How about cashing the Turner first home run prop back-to-back days?
Oh, it's pretty impressive.
16-1 at Circa. Yeah.
Who's the MVP right now, you think?
I don't know.
If you have a vote, you got to go Seager, don't you?
Fair enough. A tough call. But then again, someone could be a hero tomorrow and completely flip it. Change my mind. I mean,
what happens if it goes to a game seven and they pull Kershaw out of the bullpen?
The other thing, and I know Derek and his son were talking about this at Circa. Stop giving. What's Muncy doing? Saturday to get tagged out at third.
Oh, yeah, bad job.
I mean, they tell you in what? T-ball, don't make the first or third out at third?
Right.
But to make sure the run scores, I'm going to get a run down. Okay. If you're between first and second, that's one thing. Don't give up the out. Don't give them the out there. Don't run into it. Don't end the inning like that. They've scored 60% of their runs with two outs. Don't end the inning like that. You guys have been money with two outs and runners in scoring position. You're scoring all your runs with two outs. Don't give the inning away.
Isn't that something?
Come on.
How it's two strikes and two outs allowed with this team. By the way, can we play this? This is our buddy. This is Matt Vaskirjan. He's on the call on MLB International. This was his call at the end of the game the other night.
The 1-2 pitch. And Phillips has cashed in. A base hit back up the middle. Here's Kiermaier to score. The ball's mishandled. And now they've got a Rosarena to run down. A Rosarena scores and the Rays have won the game. Santa Maria.
Total bedlam, man.
Great call. That's awesome. You just see the voice. He gets so excited. I can't believe it. It's like, oh, my God, they won the game. Yep. Great call.
I mean, how do you actually – his?
I can't believe what happened. I know. Yep. It's shocking. It's like, wait, what are they doing? But no, the ball gets away.
Yeah, yep. I know you have to expect the unexpected, but that's truly like the most unexpected thing that you're ever going to see. And his call was – it was an A+.
It was.
Oh, was that a great World Series game. Rays are still live.
I think it's going 7. Oh, absolutely they are.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going 7. Why not?
And then they get...
We just had back-to-back 7 games.
I know they got to Morton, by the way, in his first start.
Yeah, I know.
Morton, though, in game 7s.
Is history.
We had to have a game like that, by the way, because a lot of the other games were not that good. You know what I'm saying? They were blowouts. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code VSIN at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code VSIN20. What are you waiting for? Go whack your weeds. A Monday night football betting preview coming up next. Are you ready for a faster way to win? When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, faster withdrawals, and faster rewards. Experience this premium sportsbook for yourself and sign up with the code VSIN250 to get a 100% deposit match up to $250. You must be present in New Jersey, Indiana, Iowa, or Illinois. You must be 21 plus. Additional terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER if you're in New Jersey and Illinois. 1-800-9-WITH-IT if you're in Indiana. And 1-800-BETS-OFF if you're in Iowa. Okay, here we go. Time for in-pocket plays. I had a loser on Thursday on the show, Minnesota plus the 3 against Michigan. No good. Boy, were they blowing out. And who knows, maybe that was not Jim Harbaugh's offense, by the way. That was Gattis, the offensive coordinator. And Milton looked damn good at quarterback.
Sure.
I have Trump to win Pennsylvania plus 180. And I'm betting tonight the Monday Night Football game, a prop bet, Allen Robinson under 71.5 receiving yards.
Sure. I'm with Chuck. I like the it's moved too much, but I make a case for the under tonight as well. Largest lead under 14.5, longest touchdown, 39.5 yards. Yeah, why not? 2-point try, successful, plus 280 as well. I think that's worth a shot too. But a hell of a game. Half unit raising 5, no good, loser. Packers, easy winner. No defensive special teams touchdown parlay winner with Packers, Texans, Steelers, Titans, and another winner. No defensive special teams touchdown parlay. Seahawks, Cardinals, Panthers, Saints. All right, there you go.
Ooh, and you were close in the Cardinals game.
That's right. Panthers, Saints, push. Vicious push in that one. Oh, God, I can't believe it. Still alive, Rays plus 180 to win the series. And loser, half unit raising 6. And Trump to win Florida. Minus 125. There you go. In pocket.
Looking across the board right now, Rams hanging steady to a 6-point favorite tonight in the game. I did see DraftKings posted a 5.5 a little bit earlier today in the game. So big game in the NFC. Bears only have one loss. Now, no more unbeatens in that conference. Seattle goes down last night. They were upset on the road against Arizona. So the Bears tonight, they can establish themselves, Paulie, as the first team to be 6-1. In the NFC and have a win over Tampa Bay, by the way. But if the Rams win, they're sitting at 5-2, along with Arizona. Seattle's 5-1 in the NFC West. And I know the 49ers have this meat grinder of a schedule. They're 4-3. I'm telling you, if they navigate somehow, some way, come out of this thing still with their heads above water, and they somehow finish the season maybe 9-7, push for a playoff spot, I'm not going to rule out Shanahan for the coach of the year. I know they made the Super Bowl last year.
Sure.
But they've had, you know, you get the story with this team. They've had so many injuries. My God, you can't even keep track of how many guys are missing time for this team. But that was an impressive win yesterday. To do that on the road and to just take apart and dominate New England.
Tim Fitzgerald's exactly right. He said it yesterday. It's a great point. I don't want to hear about New England trends anymore. Or Belichick this, Belichick off a loss. It's a completely different team.
It is.
They don't have the GOAT. And they, well, here we go. I guess it was kind of pointless until this year. But they're always that discussion. Who means more to the team? I mean, who gets more credit? Is it Belichick or Brady? I know they've had a lot of issues with guys opting out, Cam was just atrocious again.
He was.
He had it routed like that. And if they lose Sunday to Buffalo, that'll pretty much do it for the division. The other thing, huge stretch here for Chicago. Huge. So far, so good. They beat Tampa on the Thursday night game. They went to Carolina and won. Now it's Rams, Saints, Titans. Two of them are on the road.
Mm.
Big stretch here for the Bears.
Yeah, I'd say
if they go 2-1 here, the next three, because then you got Green Bay coming off of the bye as well. That's coming off week. What is that? That's week 12, the Sunday night game.
I want to get the Steelers schedule here too, because they're again the only unbeaten team left. So yesterday winning at Tennessee, boy, they get back-to-back-to-back road games. At Baltimore, at Dallas, Cincy at home, at Jacksonville. Well, the back end of that stretch, though. And then they come back home for Baltimore already. They get Washington. They close with three road games in the last 4 weeks. Buffalo, Cincy, and Cleveland. They get the Colts at home. That's going to be probably a 12-win team. 12-4, 13-3, something like that. You said earlier, maybe look at Big Ben. 33-1 for the MVP if you're looking at a long shot right now. I'm not going to co-sign that, but I think they still are missing something.
Yeah, he made some poor decisions. You know, the turnovers were ridiculous. I don't know what he was doing before halftime, and I don't know why you take a shot in the end zone there. It was a hell of a play, but I don't know why you throw it in the end zone 3rd and 13.
There was no reason.
Just get points there. Get points, go up 6.
Yep, that's all you got to do.
And everything Vrabel does works out to take the penalty.
Paulie will run down the betting moves and the bad beats from the weekend and win some, lose some. Coming up next.
What a time to be alive. Great action yesterday in the NFL and new studio, Circa Grand Opening, and it's getting even better for our marquee Sportsnet and Nesson viewers. Right now, watch every VSiN show for free on VSiN.com all week. Numbers game coming up, Lombardi Line, My Guys in the Desert, every VSiN program, all free 24/7, VSiN.com this week. And check out the 10-day free subscription trial to sample everything we have to offer. Daily best bet emails, point spread weekly betting guide. Perfect week to get more from VSiN. Head to VSiN.com now to start watching for free. And also the guys did, remember, College Football Guide Part 2 with the three new conferences that came back. Two, and we got the Pac-12 coming as well.
Yep.
So they did an excellent job putting that together. VSiN.com. Time for win-lose.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
Ohio State under. 71 down to 68. Day does not take a knee. Afterwards, he apologized to Frost. He said, I didn't have the right personnel on the field. What are you talking about? Touchdown with 20 seconds left. 52-17. Unbleeping believable. And for Klatt to say coaches don't pay attention to that stuff, it's okay. Because you didn't when you played, you know, whatever, 20 years ago, 30, Colorado, give me a break. Penn State under. Now, they bet it up from 57 to 62, which was bad for the books. But Franklin and Ford don't take the knee. I mean, Allen outcoached them there. He's like, let him score. Let him. He runs it in. That's the only way they have a chance. They score. They get the two. They get the two in overtime. Great call going for the win. Was it the right call? It didn't look like it. But once they call two-point try, good on the field, hard to overturn it. Madness. Crazy game.
By the way, how about the kickoff? I cannot bring that up.
Well, the guy went rogue. That wasn't Allen.
No, I know.
The guy screwed it up. What is he doing?
Oh, because
they almost gave Penn State the game.
I couldn't. I mean,
what was he trying to do there? It was 10 yards.
Tell me. I have no idea.
Oh, mercy.
Now, the kid was beside himself on the sideline. I mean, he knew he did it. He screwed up. But my God, man, they almost gave him the game.
I know. Wisconsin under Friday night. Now it opened 59.5. Paul Stone gave that out at Circa. It closed 51.5. So, I mean, it moved in a hurry, but still. Chris kicks a field goal up 42-7 with 30 seconds left. I mean, that doesn't make any sense either. Just take a knee, okay? Take a knee. Penn State, Gurley, I know you've done it before, but especially in college. Take a knee. Huh? It's not hard. World Series. Not one, but two bad beats. How about game three under 7.5? Two outs, two strikes, home run off Jansen. 6-2 final. Game four, Dodgers. Raised down to their last strike twice. Walk-off, 8-7. Soccer, Watford, a lot of goal in the 95th minute, draw. Crystal Palace, Fulham under 2.5. Fulham scored a man down with a minute left. Also Nigel's play, Wolverhampton. They gave up a goal in the 89th minute, 1-1. Reading, Rotherham United under, and Newport, Bradford City under. Both gave up a PK in the 93rd minute, 3-0. Panthers, Saints over, 51. 38 at the half, falls 51. Steelers, Titans. Same thing. How does that fall? 51. Falcons lane one. Gurley falls down. It's over. But he scores. Up. Final play of the game. 23-22 Detroit. And how did they go? They made it so easy for him. Just giving him stuff over the middle of the field.
I know.
Bat for the books. Wisconsin, Illinois under 59.5 down to 51.5. Lafayette plus 2 went off the favorite. Beat UAB by 4. Alabama 17 up to 22. Routed Tennessee. Miami, Virginia under 62 down to 53, 19-14. Georgia Southern, Coastal Carolina under 52 down to 48.5. Central Florida, Tulane over 63 up to 71, flew over. Houston 11 up to 15. They covered against Navy. Texas, Baylor under 70 down to 61, 27-16. Iowa State, Oklahoma State under 61 down to 54, 24-21. Northwestern from 8 up to 12, won by 40. Hawaii and under, from 8 down to 3 and 69 down to 64. Liberty from 10 up to 14. All over, they're 6-0 straight up. 4-2 ATS, thank you. I thought that was better. Georgia State, Troy, under 73 down to 68, fell 70. Missouri from 6 down to 3-1 outright. Dallas, Washington, under 49 down to 45. Washington, 3.5 down to pick, went off 1 in some spots, 25-3. Jets, 11.5 down to 9.5, 18-10. Winsome. Great job by Lou Finicaro. All UFC at Circa. Volkov, round 2, 8-1. Nurmagomedov, round 2, 5-1. Murphy by submission, 9-1 to win in round 2, 15-1. Maverick by knockout TKO, 5-1. Alvarez by submission, 4-1. Jung, Alvey, draw, 80-1 at Westgate. Another draw in the UFC. Rachmaninoff by submission, 7-1. Lusum, South Florida under 56.5 down to 51, fell 55. Notre Dame under 48.5 down to 43.5, 45-3. NC State under 71 down to 61, 48-21 Tar Heels. Va Tech 7 up to 10.5, lost outright. Georgia Southern, no quarterback for Coastal Carolina. But Georgia Southern 6.5 down to 1, Coastal Carolina by 14. Miami 11.5 up to 14, won by 5. Iowa plus 2, went off a 3-point favorite, lost by 4. Rutgers under, 49 down to 44, 38-27. West Virginia plus 1, went off a 3-point favorite, lost by 7. Marshall from 13 up to 19, won by 11. SMU got this one right. Although I thought Pitt would give Notre Dame a game, too. Horrible. SMU plus 2 went off the favorite, routed at home by Cincinnati. Win some, Jimmy Vaccaro. If you had Indiana on a parlay with the Rays, you should win the state of Rhode Island and a free pizza at Dom's Pizzeria in Trafford. Absolutely right. You're living right if you had that. And Nigel Seeley, I think he went 4-8 with the picks. But what he did Saturday on a BetCast, VEASAN, watch it every Saturday. He gave out in Man U Chelsea. These are the winners he gave out in play. Plus 750, plus 117, plus 116, plus 270, plus 250, plus 210, plus 148, plus 115. He was given out under 2.5, 1.5, draw, nil-nil, everything. Great job, Nigel. That's win-lose.
I'd say that's pretty impressive. Tweet from Adam Schefter, ESPN. Seahawks running back Chris Carson has a midfoot sprain per Pete Carroll. So he's going to have to undergo some tests to determine the extent of the injury and how much time he could miss. Last night, they plugged in Carlos Hyde. He got a lot of the action, and the Seahawks lost that game. Again, I can't get over that stat. 48 passes by Kyler Murray last night, the Arizona quarterback. They did not have a quarterback hit, Seahawks. So not only is the secondary with no Jamal Adams absolutely atrocious, they have no pass rush. It's kind of a bad combination. Hence, they're playing all these high-scoring games, and again, Russell Wilson has to be Superman. If he makes a mistake, odds are they're not going to win. Last night, he made two mistakes, almost still won the game. Can't do it. He's got to play perfect. It's crazy. That's a great division. It is the exact opposite of the NFC East. Unfortunate way this is playing this year.
I know.
Going to have a 6-10 team potentially host a playoff game.
Yep.
Up next, Nick Bogdanovich will join the program from William Hill Sportsbooks. Find out how good the public did yesterday betting the NFL. And what was the action like on the UFC card?
Like to place your bets just before the game? Bet Rivers Sportsbook's the perfect place for you. Go to betrivers.com on NFL game day and find 30% less vig on point spreads and totals, which means more money in your pocket. Great customer service, only one-time playthrough at Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21, playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, playable in New Jersey, as play Sugar House. Every week, it's Nick Bogdanovich, director of trading at William Hill. William Hill U.S. on Twitter, largest in-play wagering menu every single day. One of the worst Sundays of the season? Run it down for us, please.
Yeah, definitely. It was the worst Sunday, for sure. It would have been doubly worse if Seattle would have won, but, you know, the Arizona pulled one out of their hat despite their moronic coaching.
Worst result has to be Green Bay, right? I saw, 90% of the tickets and money on the Packers.
I think there was three of them that were probably equally bad. The Green Bay was awful, but the two late games were by far the worst. Well, I shouldn't say by far the worst, but Kansas City and over and Tampa and over. Just brutal.
Huh.
What if?
So you're not getting any buyback from Raiders fans here locally, huh?
No. I mean, there is a little Raider money out there, but the masses absolutely love Brady and Gronk.
How big was the missed extra point in the Cleveland game?
Probably bigger now, looking back on how the afternoon played out. In the morning, it was, it helped us a little bit. But looking back on it, it probably helped us a lot after the rest of the cards laid out.
Okay. And how was that college football and with the Big Ten and Mountain West coming back and we finally had some late games?
Yeah, Saturday wasn't no cherry either. It was definitely a player's weekend. Michigan game was really bad. They were all over the Wolverines.
Oh, okay.
Bama was bad. Clemson, the spread was so high, there really was not a lot of action that game. It's amazing how 47s kill action.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm guessing the Bama, with how that number moved, you guys probably got absolutely mauled on that game.
Yeah, that was not a good result.
Overall, though, they handled, like Paulie said, on the late night Saturday night games. Good to have it back.
Oh, for sure. Nothing crazy. I mean, it wasn't the sexiest night games of all time. What we have, Air Force San Jose.
Uh-huh.
But it was nice to have. I think there was four games going on late, so that was beautiful. And obviously, the baseball was going, and UFC win early, so that was a little weird. But yeah, no, it was, listen, the handle's tremendous. But tip the hat to the players this week. Definitely a big winner for the players this week.
How much were you hurt by the early UFC start?
I think we were definitely hurt by it, but thank goodness every favorite won. So we got absolutely pummeled to the UFC, but every move won and every favorite won. So it was like easy picking in the UFC.
I was going to ask you, any two-way action at all on the main event with Khabib taking on Gaethje, or was it all Khabib?
No, the straight bets, we probably needed Khabib, which I knew going in that would be the case, but there were so many parlays going to Khabib. Before the card even started, there was a lot of month-old and week-old parlays just all going to Khabib because, he's like stealing. And then forget about it. When the card rolled in, there was 12 fights, and all 11 moves pretty much won. Everything was to Khabib. The straight bets, we needed the favorite, which we always do. Anytime a dog is live and is taking a good price, we always need the favorite. For straight bets, but okay. The parlays were bludgeoning.
How's it been with the baseball? And did you see an increase in the handle with the weekend games? And by the way, your staff doing an excellent job with those creative props you put up every game. Hit by pitch, wild pitch, triple, over double plays, et cetera.
Yeah, no, all good. They love betting the Sharps love betting no home run. So they really gravitated toward that. Sharps love betting no on any prop, but that's just the way it is. But the action in baseball has been outstanding. Obviously, when you have the Dodgers involved, it's going to be 3-2 now Dodgers, and we'll see if I'm open for a game 7. It'll be very, very fun for it. But baseball's been good. We haven't done any good to it, but the handle's driven people to the windows for sure.
Nick, do you see decent in-play handle during these World Series games?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Do you guys see, like, decent in-play with a live wagering handle at all?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Baseball's tailor-made for it, because in between innings, in between pitches, there's, you can actually think about what you're going to do before, in basketball, and it's just flying so fast. So, yeah, baseball, the in-play handle is insane on the baseball.
Can you believe the Ohio State game with the over there, not taking a knee in a blowout with 20 seconds, and then the Penn State Indiana finish the same thing pretty much?
Well, the Penn State Indiana was inexcusable.
Yep.
Not that the Ohio State wasn't. I mean, if you want to give a kid a touchdown, give a kid a touchdown, but don't come out and say I got to send the guy an apology for doing it. I mean, that's just moronic. But yeah, I mean, Franklin, listen. I've said it 1,000 times. These guys have been playing football. These coaches have been playing since they were 5. And then they were smart enough to get grad assistant jobs and work their way up the chain. They're smart. They know football in and out.
Uh-huh.
But for whatever reason, in the course of a game, their common sense factor leaves themselves when they're down there coaching. I mean, do you see the dumbest stuff week in and week out? And it's incredible. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's inexplainable, and I'm glad they lost. I thought they were going to overturn the extra point because I thought the extra point was short. I thought it hit out of bounds and short, but I'm glad they did it. So maybe it'll bring light to these coaches who don't have a clue.
Isn't it funny, Nick? Mm-hmm. Every player on the field for that play, they knew the situation, but the running back. And in fact, you could tell that Indiana, their players were like, nope, don't get close to him. And as soon as the running back crossed the goal line, there was one guy who like pumped his face, like, yeah, all right, he scored a touchdown, exactly what we wanted.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
And the defense was coached perfectly.
Yes, they
don't
were.
Just part like the Red Sea and let him, because then it'll alert him to the fact that, hey, something's up, maybe I should go down. They like did fake soft tackling and let him go through, which is the perfect way to do it. But the coaches on the other side got to be prepared and just say, listen, just run around a little in the backfield and take a knee. I mean, it's very simple. I mean, but he couldn't figure it out, and I'm glad he did.
So many weird situations. How about Wisconsin kicking a field goal with 30 seconds left, 42-7?
To get over.
Yeah.
I was insane. I was sweating that one on the phone. I said, well, at least it doesn't look like they're going to score. I couldn't see what was going on because it said loss for one. I thought he was kneeling. Then the field goal almost fell off the sofa.
Yep.
It's so dumb.
Made some boosters happy.
Yep. Incredible. Thanks, Nick. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good week.
All right. Have a great week, guys.
You got it, buddy. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have words. I can't. The girly, that was tough. But the Penn State thing, I didn't have the right personnel and I couldn't take a knee. What happened in the Wisconsin game? And we didn't mention this. We can't show highlights on the show. How about the quadruple doink in the Rice game?
Oh, my God.
There's another one, though. Rice is playing for the field goal.
Yep.
Within college.
A long field goal.
Yes, it's 45 yards.
Yep.
Quadruple doink. And then they did it again in the second overtime. That would just play for the field goal here. What do I mean?
Sure.
If he makes it, you win the game. Why don't you get close?
A double doink is kind of common. A triple doink, okay. That's like Haley's comment. A quadruple doink? No, never, ever. Is that there's no chance it's ever happened before.
I think, yeah.
A quadruple doink?
Yeah. I've never seen it. You got to be kidding.
Yeah. So we've had a pretty good run here at the South Point, huh? Tomorrow?
Hell of a run. Final show tomorrow.
Tomorrow, last show here before we move over to Circa. And just, folks, wait until you see, if you haven't been, like, online, Twitter, or whatever, because they were trying to, like, slow it down with the release of the videos and stuff like that. Just wait until you see our show, if you watch it on Wednesday, what it's going to look like, the sports book. I took video from there yesterday, Paulie, from different, like, the upper deck bar, overhang bar, down in the book at the, like, the luxury theater seating.
Yeah.
I don't know which angle is the best to watch the game in. And here's all I can say. I don't even know if this is the best thing I can say about the casino or not. If I'm 25 years old, 26 years old, and I come out to Las Vegas, and I've been here before, whatever, I like the city, or maybe it's my first time. If I come out and I stay at Circa, and I see the talent that they've hired, and I walk around this place with that sports book and what they offer, before my flight would leave to wherever I'm going back, what is home, I'd tell myself, I am moving out here next week.
You don't want to leave. You're not,
no.
You're gonna want, yeah, you're not going to say, I don't want to leave. It's going to get you. It got me yesterday. It got me, too.
Oh, got you good.
Oh, fun. Big drink. Souvenir cup. Sure. Yeah, fill it up. Fill it up with vodka. Ah! Yeah. I mean,
and you kept telling the server, can you spill a little alcohol in it this time, please? I'm not getting any alcohol. I can't taste anything. Yeah. 30 minutes later.
And it hit me. Yeah, out. Yeah, all at once. Sure. No, but the backdrop's just going to be incredible.
Oh, my God.
The backdrop, what you're going to see behind us every show. And then, remember, the pregame, everything free. Pregame starts at 10 Eastern Tuesday night, and we come on the air at 4, which, no drinking there, tough assignment. So, and all the big names, hopefully that'll be in the casino. It's going to be great. But thanks to Ryan Growney and Michael Gaughan and Jimmy Vaccaro, who go to bat for us. Jimmy told the management, you got to hire these guys. You got to hire them. He went to bat for us all the time. And thanks to Jimmy Vaccaro and everyone here at the South Point.
100%.
They've been tremendous.
Totally second that. Great job from everybody here. You were saying, yeah. I mean, by the way, free this week, vsin.com. You can watch all of it. vsin.com. Bookmark everything here. That's the website. You can get free coverage of it this week. Our show, Gil's show coming up next. A numbers game later on with Gil, I should say. My Guys in the Desert, The Edge with Jonathan Von Tobel, Lombardi Line, all of it for free at vsin.com. Many links up there. vsin.com/subscribe to get the daily email that's sent out with best bets from hosts and guests. That's also going to be a chance to get the college football betting guide and vsin.com/podcasts, where you can go and get the content from this network via podcast form for free. So tomorrow, our last show here from the South Point before we move over there. Enjoy Monday Night Football tonight, huh? Let's go under 71 and a half receiving yards, please, from Allen Robinson. We'll see you. We'll be right back.